Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. A big responsibility for business owners, managers, and supervisors is employee relations. And part of that can be helping employees deal with stress and depression in the workplace. Our next guest says that many employers and employees don't realize that there is a considerable amount of assistance available to help them deal with this daunting situation. Dennis Gillen is a professional mental health advocate based in Greenville, South Carolina. Today's in our studio. Dennis, welcome.
Well, Mike, thanks for having me, and thank you for taking on this tough topic.
How did you get into this business?
I'm a reluctant warrior, Mike. 1983, I lost my older brother to suicide, and if we were to stop right there, the story would be sad enough. But 11 years after that, I lost my younger brother to suicide. So that's two out of the five Gillen kids that we lost to suicide. I didn't do anything for about 16 years. I just sat on my hands and went and raised a family. When I came to Columbia, South Carolina, I got involved with American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I did a couple of their walks, and I spoke at one of their walks. And I thought I was done telling my story. It's the first time I publicly spoke about my brothers. And when I sat down, somebody said, "You need to tell that story more often." I said, "No, I'm done." I wasn't done. I went from there to USC, to College of Charleston, and I started picking up steam. And finally, it was at Charleston Southern University where I think I hit my stride. It was the third time I spoke, and I was in there with a friend of mine, and he said, "You have something with this talk. Keep going."
And it's keeping you pretty busy.
It's very busy, Mike, and I wish I could talk myself out of a job. I wish it wasn't needed.
How often do you run into this in the workplace?
Well, it just makes sense because if you look at the numbers, 47,173 folks die by suicide a year. That's 129 people a day. In the workplace, we spend like 8 to 9 hours, 10 hours a day with these folks. These folks see you more than your family. They see the best of you and they see the worst of you. So it just made sense. After I got done talking to colleges and professionals and military, I said, you know what, where's the next big area? It's workplace.
Are there any particular industries where this seems to be more prevalent, this workplace stress?
Completed suicide seems to be male-dominated. 78% of all completed suicides are guys. Now, women are not off the hook. They have 3 to 5 times more attempts, so it's all of us. But if you look at male-dominated industries like construction and extraction, you know, the national average is 14 per 100,000. The construction industry is 3 times that. Arts, design, entertainment, sports and media, installation, maintenance, repair. There are some industries that are male-dominated, high use of opioids, pain.
I know we've heard in the past that physicians, airline pilots, this is a big issue.
High-stress jobs, and if you don't have positive coping skills, you can go negative. So healthcare is on that list as well, protective services. We're in a big military town. The military's had their issues as well. But you think about it, if the military, that's a workplace as well. They're going there to, you know, to protect and serve us, and they're with each other 8, 10, 12. They do weekends all weekend long. They're with each other.
So what do you recommend to a business leader?
We all make sure we have the physical health component taken care of with our health insurance. Have a dedicated employee assistance program that takes on mental health. And I get everybody to agree that your mental health is just as important as your physical health. But if I broke my leg, I'd go to the ER today. But sometimes when I try to get a mental health appointment, it's 6, 7, 8 weeks out. And it's a long time to be walking around on a broken brain. So I would tell these business leaders, make it a priority. Give people mental health days if they need it. You'll find more productive employees. It's a bigger aspect, than I think, than physical health.
And how about the employees themselves? They kind of have an idea that they're having these issues and maybe they should be looking for some assistance. Where can they go if there isn't any at their employer?
Well, there's a couple things you can do, and I've had really good insurance in my life, and I've had really bad insurance in my life. I've paid cash money to go see counseling. I've done that. I've written checks for it because I believe in it that much. What employees should do is, one, be mindful of themselves. Like, you'd be able to raise your hand and say, "I'm not doing so well," and also be on the lookout for other employees. Remember, we're with these folks 8 to 10, 12 hours a day. We're going to see them, you know, more than their family sees. So know the warning signs if someone's heading south, like talk, behavior, mood. Notice if something's up and approach somebody, and also be that person that raises your hand, you know, that person is me. So when I go out and speak, Mike, I only talk to two groups. One, you're going to be around someone who may be heading for a mental health crisis, or number two, it's you.
Now, I know I've run into this before with family members. Is the stigma of mental health illness a big factor in keeping people away from help?
It's still out there, Mike, but I believe we're getting better at it. people are getting really comfortable talking about it. And it's okay to raise your hand and say, I'm not okay. It's okay to say, I'm not okay. So that's part of my job now, is to go out and reduce the stigma around mental health. And I think every day we're chipping away at it.
Dennis, thanks for stopping by.
Mike, thank you for having me.
Dennis Gillen is a mental health advocate and speaker based in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his webpage posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.